The moment that Joe Biden was replaced by Kamala Harris as the presumptive Democrat nominee, Democrats and the media immediately started lying and fear-mongering. Donald Trump tore into the Democrats for the fear-mongering and lying in comparisons to dictators and Hitler and all of that. Here is that clip.
But what, just to be clear, what you're saying, though, you're not saying it's being interpreted as you are not surprised to hear by the left as, well, they're never going to have another election. He's saying there's not. So can you even just respond to that?
But I said to the Christians in the room, thousands of them, I said, typically Christians do not vote. Why it is, I don't know. You're rebellious. Something's going on. Don't worry about the future. You have to vote on November 5th. After that, you don't have to worry about voting anymore. I don't care, because we're going to fix it. The country will be fixed, and we won't even need your vote anymore, because frankly, we will have such love. If you don't want to vote anymore, that's okay. And I think everybody understood it. I didn't know there was any.
So I do think it's really interesting at the beginning of that clip that Donald Trump says that he's actually never heard this from people. I think that, because I've heard it a lot, I'm sure you've heard it a lot online, I think it points to where Trump's head is at right now, which it's always good to know, especially for a figure as polarizing as Donald Trump. Like, what's going through his head? What's happening to him? This guy is clearly focused on his campaign. He's not really focused on the media. He's not really focused on what the Democrats are saying. I think there is something, you know, slightly admirable. I kind of am jealous of it, because as someone who has to see what the left is constantly saying, it can be exhausting. And frankly, it kind of explains how he's been able to keep a level head despite being attacked probably more than any politician in U.S. history. But this lie that Democrats have talked about is such crap. Obviously, Donald Trump would step down if he won in November, because he would have, of course, his second term limit. But even if somehow he didn't have his second term limit, the reason why I know that Trump would step down is because he did. In 2021, he literally stepped down. He says that later in the interview. And of course, what happened on January 6th, I'm not a fan of. I've talked already at length with some of the issues that I have with Donald Trump. But at the end of the day, he did step down. And so it's a blatant lie that the left comes up with, where they have this dictator talking about how our democracy is going to end if Donald Trump is put in place. Never once has he talked about an intention. Again, the key point here is what they're saying is that if he is put in power, he'll never leave. Simultaneously, they're also saying that he's so old that he might not finish a second term. So that doesn't really make sense. But even that aside, what really doesn't make sense is that Donald Trump has never once said that he would not step down if he won a second term. That's never been a thing. The question to Democrats, though, is that this is what really differentiates Democrats and Republicans in my mind at this moment, because, again, I'm not a super big partisan guy. I think Republicans have plenty of issues. But what's differentiating Democrats and Republicans for me right now is, why do Democrats feel the need to lie about Trump? If he really is so awful and his policies are so unpopular as they claim, and they're not moderate, then why lie about him? Why not just tell people the truth? And, you know, and then they won't like him because they won't like his policies. Instead, why do you feel, Democrats, I'm talking to the Democrats here, why do you feel the need to say that he supports Project 2025 when he has expressly said that he never supports it? He hasn't even read it. Who has? It's like 900 pages long. It's because at the end of the day, Democrats know Republican policies are actually the more moderate and popular ones right now. And again, to the chagrin of many conservatives, like myself, the Republican platform is far more moderate than I would like it to be. However, as someone who is pragmatic and political, I can also acknowledge that the Republican Party is making smart moves in order to expand their base, especially when you have, I mean, when you're the GOP, you have literally everything working against you. You have big tech, big pharma, you know, tons, you know, George Soros money. You've got the media, you've got academia. So in order to win, you have to expand your base. So I understand all of that. But again, Democrats have caught themselves where they are actually the radical party. They're really not the moderate party. And so they can't just talk about the policies and have a genuine debate back and forth. They literally have to lie about what Republicans believe. This wasn't the only thing interesting that Trump said in the interview, however. There has been increased lies on the left saying that Trump won't debate Kamala Harris. Trump clarifies his plan surrounding the debates. Check it out.
Will you commit tonight to debating Kamala Harris?
I like debating. I've done a lot of debates, and I've won the debates. I think they say I won the election because of that. I don't mind. They were pushing for this early debate. I said, why do we want to do an early debate? It didn't make sense to me. It turned out I was right, but for the wrong reasons, right? The answer is yes, I'll probably end up debating. I think actually the debate should take place before the votes start being cast. You know, when you, I had a very good second debate with Biden. I really beat him badly. The problem was 30-40% of the votes were already cast. If you're going to have a debate, you got to do it, I think, before the votes are cast. I think it's very important that you do that. So the answer is yes, but I can also make a case for not doing it.
So Trump is clearly saying there that he will most likely do it. He doesn't look scared of Kamala like people on the left will suggest. And again, it's just a lie. Like, you don't need to lie. Just tell the truth. It's okay. You can say Donald Trump isn't sure about debating Kamala, and you can theorize all you want, but there's people out there just saying Kamala Harris, you know, is terrifying Donald Trump because he doesn't want to debate her. That's not what he's saying. He's literally just saying, hey, Democrats, you wanted me to debate Joe Biden on all of your terms. I did it, and then you took him out weeks later. Why would I debate Kamala Harris when she's not even your nominee? I'm going to wait until that happens, see if you guys can even decide who your nominee is. Then maybe we'll talk about the debate. However, I will say this. If Trump is 90% sure he's going to debate Kamala Harris, which it seems like he is just from the vibes and the way he says it in that video, he needs to double down and be way more confident. There's no point in saying he might do it or, you know, I could make a case for not doing it. Just say simply this. I'm going to debate someone. I'm going to debate whoever wins at the convention. And, you know, my two things that I want. I want to debate the actual nominee. So tell me who the actual nominee is. Again, this is actually something that Vivek Ramaswamy said when he was debating in the primary debate, and everyone laughed at him. But he was like, "Tell us who the actual nominee is. It's not Joe Biden." He was right, by the way. Everyone laughed at him. So that's the first thing that Donald Trump needs to say. I'll debate whoever the nominee is. I'm just not so sure it's Kamala Harris because you've already switched someone out. That's a good line. The second thing that he needs to say is, and I'm not going to do, and he says this in this interview, and this is a really good point he makes, and I'm not going to do it when 30% of the ballot's already cast. That did happen in 2020. It really is that simple. And so, you know, you're just not going to come out there and debate November 1st when all these people have already done these mail-in ballots. It makes no sense. Donald Trump's absolutely right on that. But instead of kind of being wishy-washy, even in this interview I had to cut because it's just a little bit long, it's long-winded, Donald Trump is just being a little wishy-washy about it. It makes no sense just in terms of strategy. Just double down on it on your terms, because here's the thing. Donald Trump has become a lot more politician-y since 2016. I don't really understand. I mean, I understand why that is. He's been in politics more. He has more political people kind of in his camp than he did in 2016. I think it's a huge mistake. He needs to steer clear of that. He just needs to answer the questions straight up and really go at the other side. That's what everybody loved about him in 2016. He's just a little too afraid to speak his mind from my perspective. I just think this is a big mistake. He should just call it like it is. Again, if he will be the instigator of debates, he can set the terms and then make Kamala look like a coward for either not accepting those terms or just not wanting to debate at all. He should go to Kamala and he should say this. We're not doing moderators. We're not going on some left-wing platform. It's me and you in a room, no moderators. We've got set topics that the people will vote on, and it's going up on Rumble for free. That's what Donald Trump should say. Then if Kamala doesn't like that, she either has to just accept it and look like a wuss and just saying, I don't want to do it, or she has to find a friendlier venue with MSNBC or ABC, and if she does that, it's going to look very bad. So either way, the ball is in her court, and Donald Trump has handed it to her and made her look far worse. But the problem is he's being wishy-washy, which makes him look a lot worse than Kamala Harris. I don't know why Trump is doing that. It doesn't make sense. But that also doesn't excuse Democrats in the media for openly lying about Trump, not wanting to debate. He's just simply saying, I don't even know who your nominee is. Obviously, I believe that Kamala Harris will be the nominee. I think Donald Trump believes that as well. But I think it's perfectly okay to say, you guys made me waste my time debating Biden. I destroyed him. Why would I waste my time destroying Kamala Harris? You can switch someone else out. Just give me the actual nominee once the convention is over, and we'll debate. And we're not going to do it 2 weeks before the election. We're going to do it in early October. People can see it. Then they can make their decision. And no, I'm not going to go on some left-wing media. I'm going to do it on my terms. And then Kamala Harris will look awful if she, you know, she'll look like the coward, not Donald Trump, if she wants it a different way. Thank you so much for watching, everybody. Please go down below, comment, like, and subscribe, and watch another video.